First perk of Tyrus, fourth Mishnah, Uva Behema. Now we're talking about a dead animal, which has tumas nevelis, even by touching it or picking it up. The skin of the animal and the water that it's cooked in, Vakipa, the spices that it's cooked with, Va'ol is some sinew in the neck, which is not edible. It's a hard thing. Atzomis, the bones, agidim, also the different sinews in the body, karnayim, v'tlafayim, its horns and its hooves. It's tafim l'tam tumas oichlim. They are mistarif in respect to tumas oichlim. There's also these things I use are left there to protect the left on the food on the animal after it's killed, to protect it from rotting or other reasons. So it's considered a shomer, which is mitzdarit. Avloy tumas nevelis. Tumas nevelis, concept of shomer, which means something that protects that food or that meat, that applies only to the tumas oichlim factor, which is a region of the tumah. As far as the tumas nevelis, it's only the meat itself. Person shechs a non-kosher animal for a goy, bimin fachesis, and is still jumping around after it was shechted. Tamatumas oichlin, avaloitumas nevelis. Tamatumas oichlin, and not tumas nevelis, atcha tomas, atcha yatas in zreish. Tumas nevelis is when it's halachically fully dead. So, like we mentioned before, since the shechita is not a kosher shechita, so it doesn't render it halachically dead. And therefore, you have to wait till it settles down. Or if you chop off its head, also halachically, once it is chopped off, it's considered dead also. Now, here's a little chiddush. We said before that as long as it's jumping around, the goy can't eat it. So why is it matam tum masayichlam? It's not really lachila. A Jew can't eat it because it's not kosher, and a goy can't eat it because it's also, for him, it's considered even medachai still. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. So the answer is that over here we say that since a Jewish person shechted, that since in respect to a Jewish shechita is something here, it affects a alkoponim le'inyan tumas oichlim. That's a chiddush. He relates to it as food that's good enough, even though really nobody's going to halachically be permitted to eat it at this point of time. There's more ways that something could be tummy in respect to tumas oichlin than tumas nevelis, like we see over here, that the concept of the shomer only applies to tumas oichlin, not to tumas nevelis.